Jason Horwitz back with you in our Westwood One studios. 27-10, number 5 Georgia takes care of 24th ranked Auburn. Not necessarily the easiest from the get-go, but certainly final stats will show a dominant effort, over 500 yards of offense. Let's relive it in Georgia opening drive. Got a 25-yard field goal from the man with the fantastic goggle specs, Rodrigo Blankenship. That was 8 minutes in. They had the 3-0 lead. But Auburn, again, they've been struggling on offense all year. Gus Malzahn drawing up some cool ways to get them going.
Wildcat formation now. Whitlow is going to take the snap. He's got it fixed. The handoff to Schwartz. Rolls left. Here's a pass to the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Auburn. John Samuel Schenker, the tight end, catches the touchdown pass from Jatarvius Whitlow. And Auburn has taken the lead. 6-3 Tigers, 4:28 to go in the first. How about the creativity from Gus Malzahn?
Yeah, say all those names five times fast. 7-3, Auburn had the lead. But again, defense couldn't stop Georgia from getting into the red zone. They just were able to stop the Bulldogs from getting into the end zone. So Georgia had to settle for a Rodrigo Blankenship 20-yard field goal to cut it to a one-point Auburn lead with 11 to play in the second quarter. Tigers went right back down the field. Anders Carlson from 27 yards out. So 10-6 Auburn, middle of the second quarter before Georgia got it back and again to the red zone.
Fromm back in the shotgun. Two receivers left, one to the right. Here's the snap. Fromm is back to throw. He looks. He throws. Left side end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Georgia. Tyler Simmons is the man that got free in the near corner of the end zone. Perfectly delivered ball by Jake Fromm, and Georgia has taken the lead. 2:47 to go in the second quarter. Bulldogs 12, Tigers 10.
All right, so that was less than three to play. They did force a three and out. They got the ball back. They were looking at a fourth down cross midfield, and instead of a long field goal, Kirby Smart lets the clock roll, takes a timeout on fourth, lets it ride before halftime.
Three receivers right, two out to the left. DeAndre Swift is slot to the left. Here's the snap to Fromm. He's back to throw. He looks. He throws over the middle. Got a man wide open. 25. Down to the 20. 15. 10-5. Touchdown, Georgia. Terry Godwin found room in the middle. Made the catch and sprinted to the end zone. Georgia scores before the half. Bulldogs lead it 19-10. 21 ticks remaining in the opening stanza.
Fromm right on target late in the half. So 20-10 lead. Momentum to the third. No score change in the third. So we go to the fourth, and the Bulldogs, they just have more explosive players. Maybe they have the most explosive player in the SEC, and he gave us the Wrangler highlight of the game.
Fromm back in the shotgun now, second down and 12. Here's a handoff to Swift, running right, breaks a tackle, 30, cuts it back left, 35, out to the 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, one man to beat, down the near sideline, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown, DeAndre Swift! 77-yard run, and Georgia is on top, 26-10, 13:53 to go.
I don't think there are any questions anymore about whether or not he's healthy. DeAndre Swift with our Wrangler highlight of the game, brought to you by Wrangler Outdoors. Shorts, pants, and shirts, quick-drying, water-repellent fabric, and UPF 30 protection. Wrangler Outdoor, clothing with everyday versatility, outdoor credibility. Try them on today. Yeah, he tops 100 yards for a third straight game. And over 9 yards a carry for a third straight game. 27-10, Georgia gets the win over Auburn.